This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN. QNN.
This is your QNN News Update. I'm Matthew Wade. Reports have suggested that a handful of moderate Liberal MPs in favour of same-sex marriage will push for a free vote in Australia's Parliament in the coming weeks. The MPs are hoping to hold a free vote as soon as March to get marriage equality off the political agenda ahead of the next election. They argue that after the proposed same-sex marriage plebiscite date passes and the Senate inquiry into the government's draft legislation is handed down, the party room should debate the issue in the second week of the parliamentary year. And speaking of same-sex marriage, the Equality Campaign has launched its largest ever national marriage equality campaign in Australia. The campaign will feature a national television commercial across all channels featuring real-life Aussie heroes. Executive Director of the Equality Campaign, Tiernan Brady, said of the campaign, "Our soldiers, doctors, nurses, lifesavers and firefighters are people who Australians are proud of, but at the same time cannot marry the person they love in the country that they serve." A new report into LGBTI homelessness in Australia has revealed that gay men and lesbians are three times more likely to be homeless than straight people. Family rejection was identified as a major cause of homelessness in young LGBTI people, often leading to homelessness at a younger age and having to rely on friends rather than family. The report also discussed mental health risk factors that could be higher for LGBTI people, including trauma, discrimination, and higher rates of anxiety and substance abuse. The rate of trans teenagers applying to the family court for permission to start hormone treatment in Australia has increased by 360% since 2013. Under current Australian requirements, young trans and gender diverse people seeking stage 2 hormone treatment for transition must apply to the court, a lengthy and often costly process. Last year, 23 teens appeared in court to plead their cases for transition, up from just 5 in 2013. The increase has been attributed to wider awareness of trans issues. Three men have died in a fire inside a Berlin gay sauna, with the cause believed to be smoke poisoning. A fourth man, aged 48, was rescued and is currently being treated in hospital. At the time of the fire, about 30 people were inside the venue, and emergency services have said there's no reason to assume they'll find any more victims. The coroner will determine the man's exact cause of death in a post-mortem. And Rugby World Cup referee Nigel Owens has revealed there was a time he was so unhappy with his sexuality that he asked a doctor to castrate him as an attempt to prevent him from being gay. Before coming out in 2007, Owens said the prospect of being gay was something alien to him. He said, "Refereeing the World Cup final between Australia and New Zealand in front of 85,000 people was nothing compared to the challenge of accepting who I was." And screenwriter Dustin Lance Black has criticised Hollywood for continuing to cast cisgender actors in transgender roles. He said there was no shortage of options when he cast trans roles for his upcoming miniseries When We Rise, with a number of audition tapes being sent in by trans actors. He said, "If Hollywood thinks it's difficult, they should call our casting directors because they found unbelievable trans actors and it was tough to decide who to cast." And now to Tanya with your sport report.
Mexico is challenging fines issued by FIFA after the country's football fans were caught chanting anti-gay slurs during World Cup qualifiers. The Mexico Football Federation attended court to oppose an 85,000 Swiss francs fine handed down when fans chanted puto during 5 qualifiers since November 2015. Several other teams have been fined for the homophobic chants, while Chile was given a stadium ban. In the US, 14 NFL Pro Bowlers say they would welcome a gay teammate. Among the 14, Miami Dolphin Walt Akins says he's only concerned with a player's ability, while Seattle Seahawks Doug Baldwin says he wouldn't be bothered by it. Despite this, gay website OutSports announced that they would not be attending the Super Bowl in Houston this week, thanks to the city's legislation of LGBT discrimination. And finally, Australia's pioneer of gay rugby has received an Order of Australia for promoting LGBT equality. Sydney Convicts founder and chairman of International Gay Rugby, Andrew Purchase, helped establish a Gay Rugby World Cup and created social inclusion for LGBTI rugby union players. Purchase says he's honoured to receive the award that his dad James and sister-in-law Jane Fleming once received. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.